Snippets, the Reading with Scissors podcast. The sound you hear is me, Mrs. Ackerman, reading the newspaper or a magazine with scissors. The snip-snip means I found an article that I'd like to share with you. In this episode, you're going to hear about a pocket knife that doesn't fit in a pocket, a pop-out addition to a skyscraper, and a mind-reading alarm clock. What makes a pocket knife newsworthy? Size, according to an article written by Doug Krutz that appeared in the Arizona Daily Star on July 16, 2009. It seems that the newest model of the Swiss Army knife is 3¼ by 8¾ inches, and it weighs 2¾ pounds. That makes it about the size of half a 5-pound bag of sugar. Try putting that in your pocket. Of course you can't, unless you have very deep pockets in more ways than one. Deep pockets doesn't just describe cargo pants, it's an expression that means you're rich. This new Swiss Army knife costs $1,400 and it can only be ordered from the Hamaker Schlemmer catalog. Now, Hamaker Schlemmer is a store that's in the news article too. It's been in the business of sending catalogs for 161 years, which is also a record. The reason they've stayed in business so long is that every catalog that comes has an unusual and cleverly photographed object on the cover. For example, the catalog that just came to my house has what looks like something you'd find in a pet shop on another planet. Of course, you have to go through the catalog to find out what on Earth, or Mars, it is, and you come across even more interesting things, like the ultimate Swiss Army knife, which has every tool ever made for a pocket knife in one. According to the article and the catalog, it has 87 mini tools that perform 112 functions. Among them, you can fix bicycle chains, clean fish, measure your tire pressure, and make a presentation with a laser pointer. In fact, there's not much you can't do with the variety of screwdrivers, wrenches, pliers, saws, and other tools that come built in. My pockets aren't deep enough for the ultimate Swiss Army knife, but they do always hold one of the smallest models. It weighs hardly anything because it's only 2¼ by 3/8 inches. But its 5 tiny tools, scissors, tweezers, toothpick, nail, file, and blade, come in handy in countless ways. I never go anywhere, except on an airplane, without it. In the next article, As Unbreakable as Glass, which was in the New York Times on July 7, 2009, reporter Harry Fountain described going to the 103rd floor of the Sears Tower in Chicago. He got off the elevator, walked over to the west side of the building where a portion of the wall had been cut away, and then took a step over the edge. He could write about the experience afterwards because he stayed suspended 1,353 feet above the ground in a glass box designed to give visitors views in all directions, up, out, and down at the city below. The new glass observation booths are almost as much of a marvel as the skyscraper, which is one of the world's tallest buildings. According to the article, the boxes pop out of the side of the building and can be pulled back in like the steel blades of a Swiss Army knife. Most importantly, the glass is supposedly as strong and dependable. So, if you were a tourist in Chicago, would you go to the top of the Sears Tower and step out on a sheet of glass? Would you feel safe standing on the street below looking up? Perhaps you would if you knew that the glass in the boxes is actually 3 sheets of glass bonded together with an invisible film. If one or more breaks while you're on it, or under it, the pieces are supposed to stay together and not plummet to the ground. According to the article, bonding sheets of glass to each other is just one of the ways glass is now being made strong enough to use as a building material. You can test this technology closer to the ground at one of the Apple computer stores with a glass stairway. Another way engineers are making glass stronger is to make it corrugated, like cardboard. Now, 2 new public buildings in Europe are being built with walls made completely of corrugated glass. It sounds like it won't be long until people who live in glass houses really will be able to throw stones. Does the idea of a science fair project you can do in your sleep sound like a dream come true? If it does, then this article in David Pogue's State of the Art column in the New York Times on July 23, 2009 will appeal to you. He reviewed a brand new product called the Zio. It's a high-tech elastic headband that you wear to bed. While you're sleeping, it measures your brain waves and transmits them to a clock on the nightstand next to your bed. In the morning, you can view a complete record of your sleep cycles on the display screen of the clock or transfer it to the computer. One of the ways you can use this data is to figure out the best time for your alarm clock to go off. You see, there are different kinds of sleep. REM, REM sleep, is associated with rapid eye movements and dreams. It restores and refreshes our brains. NREM sleep, or deep sleep, is good for muscles and bones. In between them are transitions, which are periods of lighter sleep. During the night, your brain goes through these different kinds of sleep in cycles. If you have to get up at 7:30, the Zio will figure out when to wake you in the optimum or best light sleep phase before or at 7:30. That way, you aren't awakened from a deep sleep with that, "Who am I and why is there a fire truck in the bedroom?" feeling. Just think of the research you can do with data coming out of your sleeping brain every night. You could test the effect of sleep patterns on exercise, scary movies, staying up late, test anxiety, and even foods. Does turkey really make you sleepy? When during the night do you get the best sleep? Do teenagers really need to start school later in the day? Does counting sheep help you fall asleep? The downside of the Zio is the fact that it costs $400. This isn't an insurmountable problem, but you may just lose some sleep thinking about how to solve it. That's it for this episode of Snippets. I hope you will listen again as I read with scissors.